Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The government shutdown ended this week, but the fallout continues. Did the Democrats give up too much in the process? DFL State Senator Scott Dibble of Minneapolis was surprised at the timing of the agreement.
It was a little bit of surprise after we had done so well in the elections the week prior, and the public really understands that Democrats are trying to exert leverage to bring the Republicans to the table to talk about continuing and maintaining access to health care.
Senator Dibble says the dollars lost in federal cuts is too much and cannot be made up by the Minnesota legislature. SNAP and Minnesota Family Investment Program benefits are being processed and distributed on their normal schedule. The Minnesota Department of Children, Families, and Youth says the federal government shutdown has ended and recipients can continue to use their benefits as usual. Food assistance had been on hold for weeks due to uncertainty during the shutdown. State officials say their relief stability is returning for those who rely on these critical programs. A 67-year-old Henning man is recovering from minor injury suffered in a train versus tractor crash in Otter Tail County. The sheriff's office says the tractor was approaching a Canadian Pacific Railroad crossing Wednesday afternoon and was unable to stop for the southbound train. They collided at the rail crossing and the tractor driver was taken to a hospital in Perham. No one on the train was hurt. Deputies say the tractor was totaled and neighbors helped clear machinery off the tracks. A Central Minnesota Summit on Homelessness is scheduled for Tuesday at Atonement Lutheran Church in St. Cloud. Pastor John Gabrielson says prayers are powerful.
It might not always have an immediate impact on changing the world, but prayer can change you right away. Get you tuned in to God's attitude towards your neighbors who are homeless, because the things that separate them from us are pretty small.
In other headlines, it's the final weekend of Minnesota's firearm deer season, but hunters will still have several chances to fill a tag before the year is over. DNR Acting Big Game Coordinator Paul Burr.
While firearm season is coming to a close, there's still plenty of other opportunities for folks to get out and hunt deer. So we have our muzzleloader season, which is November 29th. We also have our late CWD hunt in certain areas. Those begin December 19th, and hunters are going to have to look online to see where those hunts are open. And then, of course, archery season goes all the way till December 31st. So there's still a lot of opportunities for folks to get out and harvest a deer. And again, if you're in an area where the population is above goal, we do highly encourage hunters to take an antlerless deer as well.
Minnesota hunters harvested nearly 82,000 deer statewide during the opening weekend of the firearm season. This is MNN.